When you've been a head coach for so long, and you move to the next level, you gain knowledge. And again, I was interested in that job because it's the Moose. I wasn't looking for to go anywhere else. When this job got open, I showed some interest because it's the Moose and because it's in Winnipeg. And to be working with NHL players, to be working with professionals, and to know and to realize the maturity level you need to have on a daily basis to succeed, and to see those guys work the way they work and go through the ups and downs, the good days and the tougher days. And I think I the 5 years of being here in the NHL prepared me well to coach at the American League level. And you combine this with my experience at the junior level and the communication, because it's different coaching a 27 or a 20 year old, and it's I think I've prepared myself properly. I've worked hard. Yes, I've been surrounded by great people as well. Working with Paul Maurice, you know, Claude Noel, Charlie Huddy, and all those guys, we share everything. So, and the line of communication between myself and Paul will be direct. We're on the same page for a lot of things and for everything. And we see our vision is clear towards where we want to go. So, I feel good about this opportunity, and I feel. We're going to do great things.
Big part of this league is the balance between development and winning. Where do you stand on that, and how do you try to strike that balance?
There's only one goal, and it's for the Winnipeg Jets to win hockey games. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to help them in a different manner. So we're going to develop the players. We're going to put them in an environment where they can grow. They can understand what is expected. And I think there's one thing that we have a clear vision as an organization is what it takes to be a Winnipeg Jet, and we're going to share that information with the players, it's day one of a new chapter in my life, and I'm really excited.
You've worked with junior players, you know, so teenagers, and you've worked with NHL players. Now AHL is kind of a little bit of
in
both.
Between, yeah.
How do you manage those personalities of players at different stages in their careers?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm a hockey coach, but I coach people. Mm-hmm. And I get to know people, and I don't play games. I don't pretend to be somebody I'm not. So we're gonna sit down. We're gonna have clear goals, and when you don't play games, when you're honest with people, it doesn't matter what field you're working. People respect that, and we're gonna do our work to get the players ready. We're gonna do our work to my work, and I'm going to sit down with Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane and all those guys in order for me to get to know them as much as I can. And once you get to know them, then we will identify what we need to work on with every single individual, and we'll go from there. We'll make a plan for every player. Now some guys are just coming into the league from the junior, and there's a difference between the junior and the pro level, and there's a difference between the American League and the NHL, and I'm aware of that, and I can certainly communicate to the players what it needs to be done in order to achieve what we want to achieve, and there, again, there's one goal in my mind is to help the Winnipeg Jets win hockey games.
Systems wise, will you try to play the same systems, or do you have to tailor a little bit depending on your personnel?
Well, being part of that team for 5 years now, I was part of developing the system we're in. So I'm very confident that we're using I mean, there's always adjustments depending on who you're playing against, but I'm very confident in the system we're using, and I know how to teach it. So yes, we will be using the same system, and when the players has been calling up, you know, it's going to be one less worry. It's going to be the same thing, just do it faster.
When you look at your first opportunity to be in the NHL, what stands out for you over the last 5 years?
What do you mean by first?
Just overall for you personally.
How it's been in the last 5 years? It's been a great journey. I've met great people in my life. Started in Cape Breton when I was coaching there, and to me, where you're working is one thing, but the most important thing is who you work with. And at the NHL level or at the junior level, I've been blessed to work with great people. And in the last 5 years, yes, coming up to the NHL as a junior coach was a big change. But there's so many good people here ready to help. It's been, you know, the whole journey, like, the memories from this journey from game one against the Montreal Canadiens, where I was born, to the playoffs last year. There's a lot of great memories, and I'm going to bring all that. I'm going to share all that with the players, and it's a special place to play hockey, Winnipeg, and I'm very passionate about this town, truly am. My daughter is 5 years old. She's a born and raised Winnipeg person, and this is home. So it's, it's been a great journey, and that 5 years with the Jets is not over. I'm just going to keep doing it, but in a different manner.
Do you view this as taking a step back at all, or?
It's a step, not a step back. It's a different league, but I don't see it as a step back. It's my vision is I'm going to keep helping the Winnipeg Jets, and I am privileged and truly am to have the confidence of the management and those people who have lots of experience. They know a lot of people, and they felt I was the guy they could use in order to develop our young guys. For me, there's one thing about me is I don't have a big ego. It's not about me, it's about the team. And right now, I was interested in that job because it's in Winnipeg, because it's the Moose, because I understand the vision of the team, because I understand and I totally agree. I know where we're going. I know the potential of that team. So it's a step in the right direction. That's how I see it.
Did you throw your hat in the bucket or in the ring, or did they approach you?
No, when I found out that it was open, I called them.
What's the identity of the team that you would like to see on the ice?
Well, at the end of the day, you can look at the numbers, you can look at different different parts of the game, but at the end of the day, there's one thing you control. Is your preparation, but your work ethic and your desire to perform the right way. So we want to play the right way. We want to play within our system, obviously, but winning one-on-one battles, it's not about system. It's about just how much do you want it. And we want to develop an attitude and continue growing as a team. So it's what I want to see is a team that will work hard. That will impress me more than anything else.
Have you set the rest of your staff yet?
No, it's in process.
What are you, veteran players, are you looking? Would you want to have some of them in there to help the younger guys and help you, or prefer to just keep a young roster?
No. This is I'm going to coach the players that we have. Craig Heisinger has a tremendous experience and knowledge about the game. I trust his hockey sense quite a bit. I want good people. Mm-hmm. I want to work with good people, and we're going to win with good people, and then we're going to grow with good people. The maturity level that you need to have at the NHL, it takes time. It's some exceptions will early in their life will understand what it takes, but to bring a guy from Europe or from the junior level and to coach them and help them become pro players, first of all, there's going to be a desire on both sides, and I'm all for communication and talking to the players, but we're looking for good people, and that's what we have. I know the team has been drafting extremely well. I'm excited to work with those guys, and I know they're good people. What's that?
So what was the interview process like? It's going to be a little bit different when you know them as well.
Well, yes. Yeah, it was. Because you know those people. You've been working with those guys for 5 years. So, but it was very professional. It was a 3-hour long interview. And it was just, I've been through some interviews before. And it was, can't say it was the same because I knew those people, but it was business-like. And what's your vision? How do you think you're going to help this team? And it was very professionally done.
Did you go in with a plan or some sort of proposal to show them as to how you would run things or what?
Yes and no. I have my my own ideas and how we will and my vision of what we're going to do to develop the players. And the team, but I also know what we're looking to achieve here, and I know also know the vision of this team and where we're going. So it was a combination of different things.
Are you a different coach now than you were in your last year of junior?
I'm improved. There's no doubt. I think if there's one thing I do well is I listen. I'm a student of the game. You know, working hard in whatever you do is not an option. It's basic, and being loyal is that's what you should be doing, that didn't change. But when you work hard, it gives you opportunities, and you create your own luck. And I believe in that. So, I'm different because I'm better. I have more information. I have more knowledge. Sitting next to Paul Maurice every day and Charlie Huddy and Wade Flaherty and even Claude Noel and Perry Pern, you get to you learn new things and you put that in your toolbox and you grow as a person. And if you keep your mind open, and you work hard, you just you improve. And my goal is to improve as a person. I'm here to help people. And that being a leader to me is how much you help people. And that's what I'm here for. I'm going to help, and my goal is to help as much as I can the young guys to develop their skills and their who they are on the ice and off the ice, and to make them achieve or to make them help them become the best they can be.
You mentioned off the ice. A lot of times players, first time, they're on their own. There's no billets. They're out of junior.
Yes.
How do you help them with their off-ice challenges, becoming adults, becoming people?
Yeah.
How do you help them?
Well, it goes. It's all in the same bag. It's about communication. It's about telling them, preparing them, and sometimes you make mistakes. You did, I did, and we all do, and that's part of learning. You know, you lose a hockey game, you make a mistake off the ice, and then you gotta grow. You gotta learn from it, and you gotta understand why it happened. And then you grow, and it's going to be a process, and it's going to take time. But it's obviously something that it's part of my job to make sure we help them understand what it takes to become a good pro, and not only a good pro, but a Winnipeg Jet.